USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This is a hoax. This is the greatest hoax. This is just a continuation of what's been playing out for the last since my election.
President Trump, during a joint White House news conference with the president of Finland, who is visiting the White House, the president also calls the House impeachment inquiry a fraudulent crime against the American people. Also today, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Democrat from California, Adam Schiff, says some of the things going on with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo concern him.
We are deeply concerned about Secretary Pompeo's effort now to potentially interfere with witnesses whose testimony is needed before our committee.
Tough day on Wall Street as the Dow lost 491 points to close at 26,079. The NASDAQ fell 123 points. The S&P dropped 52. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The September private payrolls report is out. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The ADP private payrolls report released this morning shows the U.S. economy adding approximately 135,000 jobs last month, down from August's revised total of 157,000. The September gain the slowest since June. It drops the monthly average for the year to 145,000.
More than 2,000 people said goodbye and saluted former Army vet Edward Pearson, who passed away recently in Florida. Now, he has no immediate family, so funeral home director Michael Hoyt made a plan to give him one last honor, an open invitation to the public, which went viral. Hoyt, funeral home director at Legacy Options Funeral Home and Cremation Services in Sarasota, Florida.
People were on the highway, were, you know, saluting, and motorcycles were joining in as we made our way up from Naples to Sarasota.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Healthcare is and should be a bipartisan issue. All during the month of October, I'm going to be exploring what can be done to fix our broken healthcare system. I've had a chance to sit down and chat with Dr. Marty McCary. He's author of a new book titled The Price We Pay: What Broke American Healthcare and How to Fix It. Now, Dr. McCary is a professor of health policy at Johns Hopkins University, and he's also a surgeon. One of the first things I cover with Dr. McCary is how when you go into an emergency room, doctor's office, or hospital for that matter, you never know what the prices are, what you're paying. Dr. McCary has a few things you can do to protect yourself so you're not left with a big bill and a surprise once you get home.
Patients need to shop based on value. That's quality and pricing information. But right now they're flying blind and they're getting hammered with these surprise bills. So there's a lot of stuff people can do to ask about pricing, to negotiate their bills, to proofread their line item bills, to insist on honest pricing. And so we're seeing this new movement now to say, hey, people want and deserve a price. We're going to give them a price. We're going to make it in a way people can understand. And proxy shoppers are using these prices now to create a whole new market. There's websites like MD Save where you can go and price shop and also see basic quality information.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.